forefront of everyone's minds in state line sports is the playoff push for the Rockford Ice Hogs, and they're in the throes of their playoff push right now, and kind enough to join us in the middle of his busy schedule is their goaltender, Colin Delia. Also, Moonlights as my Zen guru, so Colin, I appreciate you making time for us, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. First of all, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
No, it's our pleasure, and it's been a while since we've gotten to check in, and there's been a lot happening in that time. I called you my Zen guru because, frankly, whenever I talk to you, I feel this calming influence that you seem to attack life with, and this season, from October to now, has probably tested just about every aspect of that calm. How have you maintained that steady-eddy attitude through all the ups and downs, the movement, and all the craziness happening this season?
I think for me, it's just kind of, you know, putting everything in perspective and, you know, realizing, you know, what's at stake, you know, having a dose of reality, you know, with everything that you do, but then also, you know, understanding that we do play a game, you know, it's a form of entertainment. You can only take it so seriously, and you have to be able to, you know, recuperate away from the rink and have a healthy mindset in regards to wins, losses, results, and you know, that's really how I stay even keel.
And when you came back down to Rockford, you talked a lot about, you know, feeling like you learned about where you can develop even more as a player and as a goalie. You know, I'd love if you could dive into more of what those areas that you feel like you could improve on through the end of the season, through a potential playoff run if the Ice Hogs can keep their position. What are those spaces that you identify from your trip up to the NHL that you feel like you have to improve if you want to stay there more consistently?
Yeah, I don't know necessarily if they are soft or hard skills. I wouldn't really know how to categorize it quite yet. But I think more understanding, you know, myself, you know, and what's going to help me help the team, you know, make them successful. And right now I'm just kind of working on, you know, the mindset of it all. And I'm always developing, always learning, you know, new ways to approach, you know, new situations, because there's never a situation that's the same. You know, every situation, every year, every team has their individuality, you know, whether we're in playoffs or not, pushing. So just trying to maintain a healthy mindset that I can, you know, kind of help lead the guys with, you know, in the locker room and on the ice, and, you know, in any way that I can, you know, be a calming presence. You know, that's something that I'm always looking to do, is instill sense of calm and ease with my teammates, and whether that's, you know, having the focus, coming up with a big save in a crucial time, or, you know, making a big play, you know, it's, to me, it's one of the most important aspects of the position of goaltending. You know, it's to make the saves that you're not supposed to, and make all the saves that you're supposed to, you know, so that when the guys look back, they feel content and calm, and they can go, you know, put some pucks in the back of the net. So I think for me, it's kind of like a holistic approach, you know, working on the focus at, you know, crucial times in the game, you know, identifying those, channeling that energy and using it, you know, not letting the other team have, you know, any energy or any control, you know, or staying resolute and, you know, steady back there. And I think that's the main function of a goaltender.
We're speaking with Colin Delia, the goaltender of the Rockford Ice Hogs, looking to make their playoff push here over the next couple of weeks. And Colin, we talk a lot about a team that can change year over year in makeup, but it also changes a lot, even month to month. And while you were in Chicago, where do you feel this Rockford Ice Hogs team has changed? What do you feel like has been different, better from the team you left to the team you now joined back up, you know, in late February, early March?
Well, I think we're finding different ways to win, you know, and that's really, I think, what it comes down to, is our identity is drastically different from the team last year, in the sense that, you know, towards the end of the year last year, like, we were on a roll. You know, we knew we were going to, you know, win each game, and if not, it was going to be pretty close. But this year, you know, scoring is coming at a premium, and, you know, we're finding new ways to win, and 2-1 games and 2-1 overtime games, 3-2 games, it's, you know, you have to be comfortable in those situations. You know, you have to play to win. You can't play not to lose, you know, because at that point, you know, you kind of set yourself up for failure. You know, and I think that's one thing that when I left, you know, we were still didn't really have an identity, you know, as the type of team we wanted to be. And now we kind of have a better grasp of that. And, you know, we're just a team that, you know, doesn't know when to give up. You know, we just are going to continue to battle until the final moments. And, you know, I think that's reverberated through our locker room by Coach King. And, you know, I think everybody would tell you it's just finding ways to win games, you know.
And you've got your third game in a row against another team fighting for those playoffs in Milwaukee coming up on Wednesday night. Are you looking forward to not having to play them for a couple weeks once this is done, or is there a preference to going back-to-back against these opponents?
No, I don't think it really matters, quite honestly. I think from an outsider's perspective, it can be quite dense, you know, to play a team three times in a row. But, you know, I guess it's really good for us is that it prepares us for that playoff mentality. You know, whereas that first round, I'm not sure if it's the same as last year, but, you know, it's kind of like that best of five series, you know, and three games gets you a win. So these past games didn't go the way we wanted, but we're looking to take a step in the right direction with this third one. And, you know, it doesn't really matter the opponent. We're going to prepare, you know, to win. So that's where we're at right now.
Colin, is there any further comfort level in this kind of playoff push situation with all these games carrying so much importance? It was all so new for you last year, making that first pro hockey, you know, push in that stage in your career. Do you feel like you're any more settled in and ready for the situation now than you were last year? Or are you basically thinking, you know, last year went so well, so that was kind of easy too?
Well, I think last year, you know, it's all learning experience. And that might have been, you know, a rare case last year in some regards to your first year making it so far, you know, into the playoffs. But, you know, that was a great experience to play in those really big games and, you know, see those situations. So now just kind of looking to use that and, you know, charge the team in any way I can, you know. And I think we have some guys that, you know, have also been in these situations before. You know, so we're looking to use that as kind of like, you know, a little power, you know, over the other team. And, you know, I think we're going to have success here down the line.
Colin, you also take a lot of pride in from hearing you talk with other media in Rockford and your time in Chicago, you take a lot of pride in keeping things light and keeping it loose. In this kind of situation here, do you feel like it gets you put more emphasis on that because guys can get a little tight when games become all the more important and there's single-digit games left in the regular season or it's a playoff? Do you feel like that gets even more important as the year progresses?
I mean, yeah, that's for sure. And I think I even have to evaluate, like, even myself at times, you know, where you can kind of grip the stick a little tight. But just take a deep breath and realize, you know, like, what's at stake, you know, and be realistic. And, you know, like I said prior, we're playing a game for fun. It's a form of entertainment for the fans. Obviously, like, no one comes to the rink not wanting to win. But it's really important just to kind of, you know, yeah, like, keep the guys laughing, keep everybody in good spirits, because I think when you're in a good mood, then, you know, you're going to be more apt to, you know, do well. You know, I don't think anybody, when they're down on themselves or negative, are going to be very, they're not going to be very good out there. So I think it's when you're having fun and when it's light, it's very productive.
Whether it's an Ice Hog, whether it's a Blackhawk, in this season, could you identify the guy it's the hardest to get to crack a smile? I know hockey players can sometimes be a little stoic. Who would be the hardest guy that you really challenge yourself to get that chuckle out of that usually is pretty stone-faced?
Jeez, yeah, that's a great question. Off the cuff, I'd probably say David Camp. He was a previous Ice Hog and Blackhawk this year. He always seems to be very stone-faced, you know, but I think every now and then I can get him smiling, so that's good.
What's a go-to method to get David Camp to smile?
He usually kind of smiles. You make a big save on the ice or something, or you stop him doing something crazy, you know, going never giving up, and you make a good save on him. He gets a little angry, but then he kind of cracks a smile in the end. So, if I played a game and I made a good save, he'll come over to me and he's like, "Best goalie ever," you know. So he smiles in that way. So. Very, very nice, very respectful guy, and he's very serious about what he does. So can add a dose of that into my game.
So, Colin, what is it about this Ice Hawks team, man? You flip over the calendar to spring once again. The playoffs are looming, and the schedule is kind of winding down, and then this team just goes on a crazy run once again to get there. What is it about this team, even with new players? What is it about this team that does that?
Well, I just think it's the development model that we have here. You know, it's every day. It's, you know, we're with each other, and we're getting better, whether it's goalie practice or skills or even during the practice. You know, we're around each other, you know, so you have to form, you know, good working relationships. And, you know, I think we have that cohesiveness towards the end of the season, whereas at the beginning of the season, you know, guys are still doing, like, the feeling out process. But whereas now, you know, everyone's more comfortable with each other, you know, we're joking around, we're having fun, you know, we're getting mad at each other, you know, we're fighting, we're making up. And, you know, that's really the complexion of a team that you want. You know, you want guys that you're going to, you can battle with, and the guys that you can go to battle with. So I think we definitely have that, and that's kind of our complexion here in Rockford, and it's been for the past, you know, 2 years that I've been here, so, or coming up on 2 years that I've been here. So let's just keep furthering that, and I think it's a good mentality heading into playoffs once again.
Colin, I mean, we talked a lot about this season, but during the course of the season, you also, you know, signed a 3-year extension with the Blackhawks organization, and, you know, I would imagine that was pretty important for you to feel like you had that security, whether it was Rockford or Chicago, obviously a lot of movement, but to have that security that you know kind of what organization you're going to be with, at least for the next couple seasons, I'm sure that was a nice help in that calm we've been talking a lot about over the last 10 minutes.
I mean, it's definitely nice. You know, I'm a creature of habit. So it's definitely awesome to, you know, have an idea, you know, generally of what area I'm going to be in, you know, maybe, you know where I'm going to live and all those things to be comfortable. And it definitely feels nice, and it's nice to be recognized, you know, by the organization and, you know, have that reciprocation of trust. You know, it's huge. And, you know, I can't say enough about the organization, management, coaches, staff, players, you know, it's a huge honor, you know, on my behalf, and, you know, I'm going to do everything in my power to, you know, make sure that I give everything I have, you know, from summer training all the way training camp through each season in and out. It's, you know, it's a total commitment of mind, body, and spirit. You know, you're dedicating all you have to your organization, and you're getting compensated for it. So there's nothing better, quite honestly, in my mind.
Well, your actions back all that stuff up. That's why we were so happy to see that news as well. Colin, best of luck in the upcoming games and for the rest of your time here in Rockford and Chicago beyond. We always appreciate your time. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Take care. Bye.